You know, that's the one thing, like, I've always approached social media differently than everybody else. I don't use it as, like, I'm going to show my kids. I'm going to show my dog. Like, I'm going to connect with old friends from high school. Like, that's great. But when you really think about it from a business standpoint, social media is business. You are the product. We are the product. We are giving them data points to build a profile on us, to sell us products and ads. So, you know, everybody really should think about, okay, like, yes, social media is for me for personal, but what can I also achieve with it with business? Because they're achieving things on their side, so.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to the Defiant Business Podcast, and I'm your host, Ruthie Bowles, founder of Defy the Status Quo, a branding and marketing consultancy. This podcast is for the business owners and professionals who have seen the status quo in their industry and are ready to do things differently. We're here for the contrarians, mavericks, and rebels. On the Defiant Business Podcast, we'll talk about marketing, sales, client and customer experiences, finances, and amazing entrepreneur journeys that show that none of us are alone. Thank you for joining me. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Defiant Business Podcast. I'm your host, Ruthie Bowles, and it is my incredible honor to introduce to you one of my TikTok / Clubhouse friends, Heather Cox. Heather, thank you for joining me today.
Hi, Randy. Thank you for having me. This is so exciting.
Yes, this is the best. I've been looking forward to having. So first of all, it sat in my mind for a while. I was like, I really want to invite Heather on my podcast. And then we connected on Clubhouse, and then I really wanted to have you on my podcast. And then I kept sitting on it, and I was like, what's wrong with me? I just got to ask. And so then I did. And you said, yes. It's
been of course. You are one of my TikTok Clubhouse friends, and I really love the TikTok community. That's actually one of my favorite communities. So I adore you. So thank you for having me.
Yes, the feeling is mutual. So let me tell you, for those of you listening, let me tell you a bit about Heather. So Heather is the owner of Heather Cox Codes, and she has been a web and social media designer, manager, and consultant for going on 15 years in January. She was named one of the top women in business for 2020 by Delaware Today magazine, one of the most influential Delawareans in 2020 by the News Journal, and she just recently completed her TEDx talk in September 2021 on the subject of women in business and equity.
Yes.
I just want you to know recently drove through Delaware and I thought of you. I didn't have time to stop, which is why I didn't reach out, but I drove through Delaware for the first time and I thought of you.
That's how people usually are introduced to Delaware. They drive through it, and that's okay with me. There's amazing things here in Delaware, like the Screen Door Factory, but yeah. Inside joke of the Simpsons. Google it.
Okay, I definitely will. All right. So you have, first of all, congratulations on your upcoming 15-year anniversary in the industry.
Thank you.
I followed your rebrand on TikTok, you know, while you were working on it and all of that. And it was very exciting. And now you're done. You've rebranded. So can you tell us what was kind of going on for you? Like, what was the spirit and the need behind your rebrand for your business?
So when I had my business, I started at the age of 21. I'm now 36, so 15 years. And when I first started that business, that brand, I actually was stalked and harassed by two different men that I knew in my life, you know, family ties and whatnot. And I created this superhero persona. It was called the Business Gypsy. You know, that is my heritage. And I wanted to really give a positive spin on it. But then after, you know, 15 years, that was, you know, a brand that I was hiding behind as a superhero. Nobody can touch me. I'm Teflon Don. And so now I'm 36. And I feel as though that was my beginning brand of my life. And now that I grown. I mean, everybody changes so much within 15 years. And I feel as though that brand wasn't really serving me anymore. And, you know, there was a lot of pushback with the brand, the Business Gypsy. And I completely understand why, because the word is derogatory, frowned down upon. And my goal was to make a positive change with that word, take it away from those who used it as a negative and turn it into a positive. But, you know, within the current events and how society is right now, it seemed as though that I needed to lay that brand to rest and step out from behind this superhero facade and present myself as who I am, because I'm no longer letting people silence me. You know, those people from when I was 21, they silenced me, and I created a brand to speak out but still be silenced. But now I'm 36. I've been through it. I've been harassed and attacked, and, you know, I've been through a lot of personal experiences that have shaped me. And now I feel much stronger that I am. You know, I'm much stronger now than I was when I was 21. When you're 21, you're scared. You're not sure what to do. You want to hide. But I'm 36 and I'm here. You're going to see me. And that's why I wanted my name to be Heather Cox Code. This is me. This is what you get. And I'm not going to apologize for it. So I feel that this is my grown-up brand now. I'm kind of stepping out. So that's kind of the story behind my rebrand. And I did take everybody with me on the journey on TikTok. And it was really difficult. I cried for days after letting go of a brand that you had for years. Like, I had it for over a decade. Yeah. That's kind of, you're mourning the loss of something in your life. So it was difficult, but sharing the journey with my TikTok followers and my Instagram followers and with you and with everybody that supports me, it made the transition so much easier, but also it made me feel much stronger in the brand that I'm presenting now.
Yes. Actually, I remember being on TikTok, and I remember seeing you respond to somebody who commented in your comments about the word gypsy. And like, it was on my mind, but I was like, look, I don't know her. Like, I'm not gonna start some crap in the comments.
Right.
Like, because it would be presumptuous. Like, for all I know, like, what if this is right for, like, and I guess my inclination was right, because I didn't know you. So I didn't know that was actually your background. And so I was like, oh, yep, there it is. That's her background. She's using the word. Mm-hmm. But I can appreciate, you know, what it is that you're saying, you know, and now you have this new brand that you get to grow into, you know, and you don't have to worry about people trying to use your brand name, right, as like a distraction from the real conversations that you're trying to have.
Right. And it was funny because nobody knew me from my brand. They only knew me from my name. Because I network hard, especially in my state. So everybody knows me as Heather Cox. My family owned a store in our town for a decade. Everybody knows my family. So they didn't know my brand. They knew me. So I'm like, okay, like, people know me as Heather Cox, and I'm like the web and social media girl. Like, I'm just going to put myself out there and kind of use my name now. And I didn't before. So it's kind of empowering.
I love it. So it's funny, because finding you on TikTok, it always took me a few seconds to be like, right, her first name is Heather. When I would see you pop up on the Clubhouse stage, her first name is Heather. That's right. And I remember being surprised, man, because, you know, you and I, we both do it, but we use the audios a lot, right? And so then I was like starting to consistently hear your voice on Clubhouse. And it was just like, wow, she's got a nice voice. This is awesome.
Oh,
okay. So you said 21, you're like, I am ready. I'm doing this. I'm going to do it. I'm going to be that social media person, that web person. What actually initiated that decision where you were like, boom, planting my flag, I'm going to be in the web and social media business?
It was a really long journey for me. You know, I struggled with alcoholism at a very young age. I put myself in AA at the age of 20, even before I was legal. And, you know, I had an amazing job. I was a certified nursing assistant. I loved that job. You know, it made me feel amazing. I was helping residents and really giving a quality of life to those at the end of their life. But I got hurt on the job. So I had to quit because I was on light duty. And then, you know, that's the here or there. But So then after that, I really didn't have a purpose. I didn't know what I wanted to do. So I kept job hopping back and forth, you know, being, you know, a contractor or a waitress or a bar, whatever. And I was at a job where I was working at a chiropractic place. And I was in the middle of the Boscovs giving people like wellness tests for this chiropractic place on commission, not even hourly basis. And I'm sitting here like, this is not what I want to be doing. So I literally drove my car, all of the stuff. It was payday that day. And I said, I quit. Give my check, quit. From then, I was like, I am not going to have anybody else be my boss. I can't do it. You know, everybody always has an opinion of me. I'm loud and brash. And I tell you how that, and not a lot of people appreciate that in corporate America. So
you're not wrong.
So I decided to just kind of like branch out. And, you know, that's when Facebook really started to become something more of, you know, the college networking site that it was. You know, I signed up with a .edu email that I had at my one college that I dropped out of. I still had the email, so I logged in with Facebook and I created a business profile, right? And then I just posted on Craigslist one ad. I'm a web and social media designer looking for new clients, and I got a new client down at the beach, 2 hours away. I helped with their website, and then I just kept getting referral after referral after referral, and I've been working on referrals ever since.
Oh my goodness, the Craigslist ad that started it all.
You can't do that anymore.
You can't. I love it. I will tell you, I did rehome my ducks because of a Craigslist ad just a couple of months ago.
Don't sleep on Craigslist, guys.
Yeah. And people on Craigslist are serious. Yeah. People on Craigslist are serious. I tried doing it through Facebook and people just weren't responding. I put it on Craigslist. I had like 3 people respond in like the first 12 hours. I was like, wow, this is great.
Yep. Don't sleep on Craigslist.
Got to find a way to make Craigslist work. Okay. So like you said, right? Like you signed up to Facebook and it was still very much like a college networking thing. But on the other hand, right? I found you on TikTok. Like I jumped onto TikTok last year at the start of the pandemic, the story of many millennials. And I found you because I was like, you know what? I want to see what's happening in terms of the area, the marketing and type of space that I'm in. And I found you. So I think that that really is kind of wonderful bookends, right? To speak to your experience in the industry, because what I love about you is that you've continued to experiment and evolve and test and just be right on the edge of what it is that people are doing instead of relaxing on your laurels, right?
Yes.
So can you tell us, based on your observation and your experience, if there's anything that's remained constant through like this evolution of digital marketing?
What has remained constant is the want and drive to connect with people in different ways. And that's where Clubhouse came, right? Everybody was like, my God, everybody was just fiending for human interaction because of the pandemic. And, you know, I jumped on Clubhouse because of that. You know, I was in literally all of 2020, I was in bed with a mystery illness, but I was still working from bed. And that's when I discovered Clubhouse because I had kids home. My husband was working all the time. I didn't have a lot of people to talk to. So, you know, and I feel as though that continual factor throughout entire social media landscape is that everybody just wants to connect on a genuine level. And
kind of like the pandemic coming around was that it kind of just drew back the curtain. The you know, and it's not like this perfectly curated feed anymore. It's real because we all lived online for so long that now we're like, yep, like social media isn't perfect. Life is not perfect and we should be showing that. So I feel like the constant theme is, you know, people are always going to want to connect. And if one social media profile drops off, another one's just going to pop up because everybody just wants that connection and to network and communicate.
I love it. And I think that's really worth, for anyone who's listening, I think that's really worth noting, right? We get lost in, and I think this is also true, like when you consider just like SEO, right? Like, I feel like sometimes people approach SEO like Google owes them something. Like, why aren't you ranking my pages? Google's right. not ranking your pages because people don't like your pages. Google's goal is to satisfy, right, the questions and concerns of their users. Google does not care about you. Google cares about the user, so you need to care about the user. And it's the same with the social media platforms. Well, I guess in a way we almost differ there, right? Because people use social media, like you said, to connect. And then, of course, social media kind of uses people to show them ads and stuff. But if we focus on the connection, unless your client is social media, if you focus on the connection, then you stand a much better chance of connecting with the people that you're looking for. But their goal isn't to be sold to. Their goal is to connect.
Exactly. And, you know, that's the one thing, like, I've always approached social media differently than everybody else. I don't use it as, like, I'm going to show my kids. I'm going to show my dog. Like, I'm going to connect with old friends from high school. Like, that's great. But when you really think about it from a business standpoint, social media is business. You are the product. We are the product. We are giving them data points to build a profile on us to sell us product and ads. So, you know, everybody really should think about, okay, like, yeah, social media is for me for personal, but what can I also achieve with it with business? Because they're achieving things on their side. So you got to think both sides of the coin.
Absolutely. Okay. So to wrap up this episode, I wanted to ask you, right? This is especially poignant for you probably because of your recent rebrand. But what is your vision for your business moving forward? What does the future look like for Heather Cox Codes?
So currently right now, crazy, but I'm making a course. I created this course even before all of the course craze came about. I created this course for the Chamber of Commerce here in my state. And, you know, I have bad stage fright, and they wanted me to do it in person and all this stuff, and I was like, oh my god, like imposter syndrome took over, right? So I just let it fall to the wayside, and I still had all of this information. So currently I'm creating a course that is going to help the novice online user to navigate the online landscape so that they do not get scammed or frauded in this world of oversaturation of digital marketing. So they're going to know more about social media. They're going to know more. What is website design? Should it be hosted or self-hosted? What does that even mean? Analytics, what do I should look for? And, like, you know, so it's basically a novice's guide and course. And it's very important because a lot of the clients that I work with, they come to me because they get scammed and to begin with. They're scammed out of thousands of dollars for a website that isn't working or a social media marketing campaign that falls flat, you know, and they're set in there, people using black hatting tricks. That's not what people are paying. Like, people are want honesty and they're getting scams. And, you know, moving forward with my business, I just want to keep working with local. I'm very, you know, Delaware born and raised. We're a small state. Everybody knows everybody. And I really just want to keep fostering those local connections within, you know, Delaware and the tri-state area. So that's really my goal. And just to be outspoken AF online.
Well, you know, you've got the credentials, you've got people talking about you. Delaware obviously loves you. So fantastic. And yeah, I'm going to have to make sure that next time I drive through Delaware, I actually drive to Delaware because I'm just over in Maryland.
There are so many restaurants I could take you to. Yes, please.
Yes. Yeah. I'm not even that far away. So that's something you and I are definitely going to have to work out. But okay. So this episode was amazing. All right. And I don't know if y'all heard, but Heather said that she had stage fright. But next episode, we are actually going to get in a little bit, believe it or not. No, you should believe it. I bet you do believe it now after all of this, that Heather is now, right? I said a TEDx talk speaker. And we are actually going to touch on her topic, the topic that she shared on the subject of women in business and equity for our next episode. And y'all know it's going to be lit. So please share, subscribe. And if you've got any questions for Heather, if by chance you happen to be a business in Delaware and you want to reach out to Heather, make sure that you check out her social media links that we've got there in the comments. And we've also included a link for her ebook, The Do's and Don'ts of Social Media, which I'm sure is just like an hors d'oeuvre for her course that she's in the process of building. So be sure to check that out. Heather, thanks again for joining me today.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and a review. To catch all the latest from me, you can follow me on Instagram at DefyTheStatusQuoBiz, and the link is in this episode's description. Thanks again, and I'll see you next time.